Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What is up? Welcome back to Under the Rim, Drinking Bros Sports College Basketball Podcast. I am your host, Rob Fox. I am joined, as always, by Dan Regester.
January, February, Izzo.
It's Izzo season. I mean, Michigan State, not terrible this year. They're in.
Right. But it is March.
And by the way, I just...
Throw in the future. Dress it up. And make it real for me. March Madness, let's go.
Let's just get fucking in. Which is hilarious because March Madness doesn't start for like another week and a half. But
I know. We got conference tournaments.
Conference tournament season.
I've already started, really.
The smaller ones, yeah.
Well, that's what matters, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're playing for all the marbles there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like the
Winning it in. That's all your only option.
Like the SEC, Big 12, Big 10, all those conference tournaments is just like jockeying for seeding. Unless you pull like an Oregon State and somehow win your conference tournament. Under 500 and then make a run to the Elite
and then
Eight.
Make the Elite Eight, yeah.
Which is just the
and
best.
And then win three games the next year.
Yeah. Was that 2 years ago or last year that happened?
Ah, who could remember?
Could say? Yeah. It's not really important.
It's within the last 2 years.
Yeah. It is. But yeah, man, it's fucking March. It's the best basketball month of the year, I would say. Conference tournaments are fun as fuck.
Do you like conference tournaments better than the first weekend of March Madness? Are you one of those guys?
No.
One of those tryhards?
No, but I would say that so first two weekends of March Madness are the two best, then conference tournaments, then the last whatever.
No. Final Four weekend's not even that fun.
No. I've been to a Final Four. Even that was kind of whatever.
Mm-hmm. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March Madness.
Just fucking glorious.
First weekend.
There's nothing better.
No.
Don't expand the tournament. Don't ruin that. That's the best. It's like a top five weekend of the year.
Mm-hmm. And they already have. Yeah, I mean, you have those playing games.
What, the Wednesday, Tuesday
games?
Fuck that. I don't even pay attention. Like, I don't. It's annoying, though, because it stops me from filling out my bracket until, like, Wednesday, basically.
And it's always that 11 seed, too, that somehow makes it to the Sweet 16.
UCLA like the made the a Final Four out of that.
Yeah.
Beating Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Michigan State, who's going to get in with, like, they have 18 wins right now. Like, I know they've played an insane schedule. But like,
ignore the records. It's kind of, when it comes to Big Ten teams and Big 12 teams,
the records aren't. Yeah, I agree.
That's not really important. They're just going to be like, what Q1 wins do you have?
Yeah, it's just seeing who you beat, where you beat them.
Yeah,
or who you lost to, and where you lost to them.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and even then, the wins to me are bigger than the losses because like anyone can fart,
mm-hmm. And losses don't really matter on the road.
No, like last night, Missouri played last night, and
making it about yourself again.
Yep, always. Yeah. Well, we can't talk about UCF.
No, we can't. Because they don't matter.
But fucking, I know you didn't watch this game, but...
Sure
like,
didn't.
Road games are just weird as fuck. Like, LSU in the first half shot 11 of 14 from three. Like, that's insane. That's a fucking video game cheat code. Just weird shit happens that causes... We won still, but like, we could have and maybe should have lost that game. And weird shit happens a lot of times when you lose games.
Mm-hmm.
You like Kentucky losing to Vanderbilt last night.
That was odd.
It was bizarre.
And I believe before that game, Lenardi had Kentucky as high as a five.
He had them really high.
Yeah.
They should be in a play-in game.
No, they've been on a run. If you've been paying attention...
I've been watching... This is classic Cal.
Classic Cal.
Got that. He figured out the...
He's like, give me that 8 seed.
You know.
He wants that 8 seed every year.
Yeah.
Because that's the team that makes the Final Four.
Also, their run, they've been on a run. Like, someone said that last night about them when they lost to Vanderbilt. And I was like, I know they've been winning lately. Fair enough. But I was like, I don't really recall who they were beating.
Yeah.
So they beat Mississippi State on the road, which is fine. That's good.
On the road. But again, we've talked about this before. Kentucky might be better on the road.
Yeah.
Because Kentucky fans have been calling for Cal to maybe step aside.
Who is the Phillies player this past year who like had an error, and then you could lip read him walking off the field because he was getting booed.
Who's the third baseman?
He was just like, I fucking hate it here.
The third baseman?
Yeah.
Fucking,
Is it Reese Hoskins?
No.
He's another big dude, though.
Hoskins is our first baseman.
Okay. It's another big guy. But yeah, he was like, fucking hate it here. I feel like that's every Kentucky player when they're playing at home. They're just like, fucking hate it here.
No, because I don't think they go after the players. It's more just Cal now.
Cal,
everyone's
just turned
on Cal. Like
fucking rednecks.
But Cal's going to win enough games, get into the tournament, maybe make the Sweet 16, and then they'll be like, hey, decent season. Like,
yeah.
We overachieved. Despite, you know. And he always has that future recruiting class that comes in.
He's always dangling that.
Yep, always dangling that carrot.
Yeah. He's like, well, we can't fire him, though. That next class.
I know. Can't fuck that up.
Because they're not staying.
Mm-mm.
That's all Cal. But yeah, weird stuff happens on the road. So you can't,
He's just playing 4D chess. We're not appreciating what Cal's actually doing. It doesn't matter whether Kentucky wins or loses. It's all about the brand.
Yeah.
How relevant is Kentucky basketball? As relevant as ever.
And are you, it's true. You're still going to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kentucky's in for sure. Duke is in.
Yeah.
Does North Carolina get in?
North Carolina's going to get in.
You think so?
Yeah, they're going to beat Duke.
They have to beat Duke, or at least make a real good run in the ACC tournament,
mm-hmm.
if not both. But first off, though, speaking of road wins, and they're hard, frustrating. Frustrating to play on the road, one would say.
I don't care for it.
Yeah.
Travel?
The travel's a bitch. And by the way, you get on like a teeny little plane like right after you're done.
Immediately after the game, yeah.
Yeah.
No time to like just chill and hang out.
No, man. They you pack your shit up and get on a bus.
And it's midweek. It's not even like a weekend like in football.
Right. Do they stay there the night before? I actually don't know. They do in football.
No, I mean, you could fly in or bus in the day of a game.
Yeah.
And then just leave the same day.
Which makes a road game like that much more brutal, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, ugh. You gotta get off a plane and play basketball.
Like, stretch yourself out, and you're like 6'8".
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Fuck that. Oh my God, that's awful. But yeah, road games are frustrating. Bruce Pearl, in particular, got pretty frustrated after last night's game. Auburn playing at Alabama.
He should be. They're winning that game.
They were winning that game big for a minute.
And blew it.
Alabama, this is like the third time Alabama's done that in the last three games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, had to claw their way back into a game they should have probably won the whole time. I mean, Auburn's not bad. Auburn's a tournament team, I believe, or bubble team, maybe. If they had won this game, I think they would
be in. Yeah.
They'll
be in regardless.
What?
I think Auburn's going to be in regardless, but they would have like solidified their tournament team if they beat Alabama.
They would have been unquestionable if they had a road win at Alabama. So Bruce Pearl, a little upset. And, you know, one frustrating part about road games is, you know, team gets some home cooking.
All the time, yeah.
From the officials. So Bruce wasn't too happy. I'll play this clip real quick.
I mean, you could have just told me this in post.
That's fine.
Coach, just talk about what Saturday represents now.
Oh, just we'll get ready to play Tennessee. We're incredibly outmanned at the end. Had four guys on the bench in foul trouble. Joke!
Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl joining us.
All right.
Throwing down. Throws off his headset.
Did he take his shirt off? Or?
No. He saves that for the ladies.
Okay.
The ladies' games.
Or he does that when he's on the side of the road. With an interview.
Does
with
he?
With Chuck and them.
Oh, yeah. I love Bruce Pearl.
Why?
Why wouldn't you?
He's a little snake, man.
He's not a snake. You think everyone's a snake. He's not a snake.
No, I can call it like I see it, you know? Like, he's, Coach K, total snake.
He's
King
definitely...
Snake. Bruce Pearl, he's like a smaller...
All right, here's how
less important snake.
Here's how he's snaky. Bruce Pearl looks like the type of guy who... Let's say you're 55, 60, well off. Mm-hmm. You have a country club membership. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's your friend at the country club who would hit on your daughter.
And also cheat on the golf course.
Cheat on the golf course. His wife.
Be like, hey, man, I'm pretty sure I saw your... I mean, you went way out of bounds.
Yeah.
Like, it's somewhere deep into the forest. There's no way it bounced back out in the middle of the fairway.
Hit a tree. Ah, hit the tree trunk.
That's Bruce.
Yeah. He looks like the type of guy that would hit on somebody's daughter. Like his buddy's daughter.
Yeah, shamelessly. Right in front of him.
Yeah.
Without a care in the world.
So you working as a lifeguard again this summer? Just wants to know.
Just wants to know what days he's going to be at the pool.
It's weird to me they make you wear a one piece when you're lifeguard, you know? Two piece. If somebody's bleeding, you could use the top as a tourniquet, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Don't you think you ever take your top off?
Oh, Bruce. Silly old Bruce.
Oh, man. He looks... I love him. I love Bruce Pearl.
I mean, Auburn at this point, between Bruce Pearl and what they got going on with football.
Hugh Freeze. So sleazy. So, who's sleazier, A&M or Auburn?
It's a fair question, because the staff that Jimbo's assembled...
Right. I think Buzz Williams is
Buzz is fine, yeah. But like, just the Jimbo's, football program with right. Jimbo and that whole staff. I mean, with DJ Durkin... Murder,
yeah, Trino fucking dragging his dirty dick through College Station.
I'm just expecting Art Briles to be on that staff at some point.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Where is Art Briles now? Is he at Liberty? Isn't he?
Did they hire him? I don't know. I think he's still at the high school.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Shaping young men.
Uh huh.
It's fair. Art Briles doesn't say. Doesn't matter. This isn't a college football podcast. But yeah, Bruce Pearl, pretty unhappy. Whatever, man. Fucking, you know you're not going to get those calls. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to get a little... Unless the...
Are we... who cares about Bruce, though? Are we worried about Bama still?
Man, I don't know. They keep winning.
Overcoming adversity.
Yeah.
Adversity.
Yeah. I don't think I'm worried about Bama. And honestly, I'm starting to get to the point where... Look, the SEC, it is not the Big 12.
They are super talented, but it is showing that... It's not a weakness, but it's starting to weigh on them. I think they're getting behind in these games because of all the shit that's happening off the court.
I think maybe, yeah, they're getting a little tired in general. And I think, honestly...
That's going to wear on them.
Yeah, but they're still going to be a one seed, almost certainly.
That's fine.
But here's what I'm saying is...
You're going to win all those tournament games, though? Especially when you get deeper into the tournament?
I think they're going to...
Focus is
going to
be on you?
It depends. It'll be interesting to see how they do in the SEC tournament. But I think once they get to the, that first game of the tournament against the 16 seed, it's going to be like I said with Kansas, right? Like Kansas is just brutal schedule. Brutal, brutal, brutal. They're going to get to their one seed game. And like even in their 8-9, like it's not going to be some other like big dick SEC or Big 12 team. Like you're just going to be like... Oh, I can breathe.
It's North Carolina.
Right. I got an ACC team in the second round. Oh, North Carolina would get run out of the fucking gym by Alabama on any day. I don't give a shit who murdered who.
I don't know. You know, they might flip the switch.
Yeah, right. And Kansas. Kansas would be licking their fucking chops for an easy win over a blue blood in the tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
They would love to see Carolina on that 8-9 line. I would if I was Kansas, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing it twice in a row.
You know that they're running it back?
No!
I tend to agree. Yeah, I don't even know if they... I think they beat Duke this weekend, but who knows?
Well, we have that on the list. We'll get that in a bit. There is some other interesting news from a tournament team solidly in the lower seed, but a Big Ten, good Big Ten team that could make a run. You never know. One of their best players on Illinois, Matthew Mayer... What?
Our guy from Westlake.
Yeah, Westlake dude, former Baylor great, transferred to Illinois.
Natty, champ.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know why he transferred.
Wanted more run. Who knows? I don't know.
Baylor's better.
He might have had a falling out with Scott Drew. Who knows?
Yeah, or he just didn't see any minutes on the current roster.
That's what I'm saying. More run.
Yeah. So he transferred to Illinois. Guess there's not a lot to do in Champaign, which seems weird because Champaign is... probably a way cooler college town than Waco.
Yes.
Like, undoubtedly, I would rather go to fucking Champaign than Waco.
And you're not too far from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in between Chicago and St. Louis. Don't forget St. Louis.
I want to sleep on St. Louis, yeah. You can miss me with that bullshit.
Fine. Fair enough. But yeah, so Matthew Mayer, or Meyer, however you say it. Is it Meyer?
Meyer, yeah.
Yeah, I think Matthew Meyer sidelined these past few days with caffeine poisoning.
This was concerning for me. As a man who ingests maybe like 1,000 milligrams of caffeine a day.
So
I'll have like 3 or 4, maybe even sometimes 5 energy drinks in a day.
That's too many, man. You can't be slamming 5 like Celsius's or whatever.
Yeah, but I think my heart's used to it at this point.
It's not.
My body can take it.
You're like that dude who invented Vaseline. and just like kept burning himself and putting Vaseline on it.
I've just been doing it since college, essentially, though. Like, I've even the early days of pre-workout, like Jacked, or yeah. Some people refer to it as Jack 3D, with like the original formula that would essentially was Adderall, but with caffeine. My body's just used to it.
You sound like me drinking or any other addict. Well, it ain't killed me yet. It's killing you.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing you. You're right. It hasn't finished the job yet.
If Holgerson can fucking pound 11 Red Bulls in a day,
right.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you're probably fine. That's fair.
But healthier than Dana Holgerson.
That's the problem, though. You're healthier than him. You have a normal human body.
And so my heart's just going to give
he
out
has,
one
Yeah,
day.
He has a cockroach body, a rat body. You know what I mean?
I do, too.
On the outside, it looks nice.
Yeah, aesthetically, it looks all right.
Yeah, but inside, you're
inside
just a rat
I'm rotten.
Person.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Drinking that sewer juice. You can... All right. But yeah, so he apparently after the Ohio State game, Meyer drank 5 Monster Energy drinks while playing video games on Sunday. And I guess just got like crazy heart... What does caffeine poisoning even entail?
Maybe his heart was just, like you said, heart palpitations. He was starting to like... get concerned. I don't know. I don't even know if he was poisoned. It was just he was monitored at the hospital.
Yeah. Okay. So it gives you breathing trouble, changes in alertness, agitation, confusion, hallucinations.
I've never seen that.
And you can have seizures.
I've never seen anything from caffeine.
He probably just had like weird breathing and heart palpitations.
And he's probably playing video games for 8 hours.
He probably was. Yeah. Which like. Just take a nap, bro.
Go work out.
Yeah.
Get that energy out.
Ugh, Monster too.
Maybe this is just a ploy for him to get a sponsorship.
From an NIL deal. Monster.
Yeah.
I guess. That's not a bad one. Although this is his last year of eligibility, so he better get that check quick.
Get that cash. I mean, Monster's got the money. Tiger Woods is a Monster athlete.
Why? What possibly, like, as an athlete, you certainly... couldn't be like, yeah, this helps me on the court. Because you would probably feel like shit playing on Monster.
For golf?
You'd probably...
Maybe.
You
but there's Monster energies at every golf course.
Which is weird. Is, like, I feel like you'd have the club, you'd be like... like it's
just a clash of cultures, too, right? Like, public golf course or country club, Monster crowd.
There's some munis you could probably justify a Monster energy drink.
Yeah.
Look, if you're swinging the sticks with denim on your legs...
Or shirtless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monster's right for you.
I mean, I'll pop top at some of these golf courses here in Texas during the summer.
Lions.
Get a nice little tan. I hate Lions. But like Morris Williams and stuff.
Butler pitch and putt.
Butler pitch and putt, of course.
You got to pop the top of Buster Pitt. Yeah.
And then you just kind of Stone Cold Steve Austin to high noons or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part of yes once we get in Texas. But
yes.
Yeah.
But until then. So yeah, he'll be back soon, hopefully. Illinois, solidly in though. Let's see where.
Yeah, I don't feel great about that future ticket I had at the beginning of the season.
No, they're not going to win at all.
No. I thought they had the talent to do so. But.
They always... That you just described...
Brad Underwood.
Brad Underwood in just Illinois every year.
But no, they did have... And they had like experienced guys coming in with Terrence Shannon. You had Matthew Myers.
Yeah.
And like... just a couple of like big time transfers plus the guys they recruited. I thought they're going to be much better.
Nope.
Maybe they are too. Maybe it's just, you know, the Big Ten's tough.
Why'd Missouri beat them by like 20?
Off night.
We ran them out of the fucking gym.
It was at Mizzou though, right?
No, it was a neutral site. It's a neutral site every year.
Ah.
It's in St. Louis. It's like it's a split arena.
You know, just off night for my Illini.
That's every year. Like, imagine, it's so fucked up, too. Like, that program, let's talk about Illinois for a second. That program, and Gerber, right? Gerber went there?
Yeah.
Justin Gerber. He'll tell you this. It is so inexcusable for Illinois to be so mid with Chicago, like, an hour and a half away.
A basketball mecca. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, that's almost more egregious than Texas being shitty at football. It might be.
I mean, you could say the same about New York now.
Oh, it's crazy that
there's not like a Syracuse being what it is now.
Syracuse never pulled like aside from Carmelo, never pulled like those New York like baller type. No,
but like a St. John's,
yes,
St. John's needs to be
any
much better.
North. It's crazy that the Northeast has even UConn UConn should be pulling those guys. Yeah. UConn's great this year, but UConn should always be pulling those guys. Mm-hmm. Maryland should always be pulling those guys. I'm trying to think of other ones. Rutgers. Why is Rutgers not do anything ever? I mean, Rutgers will make the tournament this
Rutgers
year.
Rutgers is decent.
They're fine, but they should be more than fine.
Yeah. It's well, Rutgers is in the Big Ten to get that New York market, you know? So they should be getting these New York guys at Rutgers.
They fucking should.
They should be a powerhouse.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Syracuse, like, they all, you know, Boeheim has his guys, and now Boeheim is just senile.
Nova used to get the guys, but Jay Wright's not there anymore.
That's another one, yeah.
Well, it's not really Nova's fault this year, I guess.
Why?
You need to get a better coach.
Who's their coach?
It was, like, one of Wright's assistants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Coach in waiting that they're going to fire in 3 years.
They'll fire him next year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's rough, but yeah, Illinois, I mean, and it's, you know, the LA schools do it too. Plus, UCLA's finally back, but the fact that UCLA was mid
took
for
a long
so long,
time, yeah.
The fact that USC will be in the tournament again, I think they're like a top 35 KenPom team, I think. They're good, for sure, but like, USC and UCLA should be just like bananas.
And the fact that the two coaches that are running those programs are who they are, Mick Cronin and homeboy from Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Gap tooth, motherfucker.
Andy Enfield,
yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the two faces of LA basketball.
It's so weird. Cronin's got it, though. Cronin's got him back, so.
Yeah, again, I think UCLA wins the Natty this year.
Did you put a future on that? Remember, they had pretty long odds.
It was like 14-1. It wasn't that long.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Not long enough. But it was longer than we thought they would be, is what I meant.
I thought they would be single digits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I might have to go place it.
All right. So where are you going to place that bet?
MyBookie.com.
Right? MyBookie.goddamn.com. All right. MyBookie.com.
I don't think there's a goddamn.
There's not. There's not. It's MyBookie.com. It's where we place all of our bets. And if you use the promo code Drinkin' Bros, you can double your first deposit up to $1,000. So if you put in $20, they'll give you $20. If you put in $500, they'll give you $500. You put in $1,000, like a man, they'll give you a free $1,000 to play with.
Boom.
To bet, to do whatever. March Madness right around the corner. They do a big bracket pool too, where you can win like a fuck ton of money. You know, if your bracket wins or whatever.
Just that old school like Warren Buffett bracket.
Yeah.
Go perfect. You don't even have to go perfect here.
No.
You just got to be better than everybody else.
Just real good. They do all that. They do all kinds of specials, obviously. But yeah, I mean, you need a place to gamble. Even if you're not a gambler, you know, you don't sports gamble a lot, this is the one thing that, you know, is fun to bet on, that everyone likes to bet on.
March Madness. Get in the game.
I get it. If you don't want to bet football, you don't really think you can bet football, or the NBA is not your shit, but college basketball in March, everybody gambles at. That's just an American pastime.
Yes.
So check it out at myboogie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000.
Don't be a pussy. Bet with MyBookie.
Boom.
Boom.
We have last week, our records, neither great. You went 500, though, 4-4.
Just par for the course this year.
Yeah, I went 3-5, so we are tied.
I'll be real with you. Going 500 in college basketball, I'm fine with.
Okay.
I don't care.
We are, for the season, we are tied. We're both 12-13-1.
All right.
So, big week here. I thought I was pulling away. I was tabulating the shit from last week. And I started out...
No, sir.
I started out 3-0, and you started out like 0-3 or 1-3 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, I'm burying them. And then it just kept going the wrong way as we got along.
No.
But yeah, so got some big ones here. I'm on the wrong one. Good games here this week. A lot of the conference championships have already been decided for the regular season, so some piss has been taken out of the games.
A lot of teams don't really give a shit about conference championships during the regular season.
The regular season title is the more prestigious one.
I think so.
Than the tournament title. Yeah. But Not the NCAA tournament, obviously, the conference tournament.
But you can have a bunch of different shares of it.
I know. You can have like a three-way tie. There were two teams that could have played for a tie. However, neither games went their way. Texas lost to TCU last night, so Kansas wins the Big 12 outright. They are playing this weekend, so if Texas had won, then they would have been playing for a tie or full share for Kansas. Right. Alabama and A&M, the same thing. If Auburn had pulled out that game, Alabama would have had to, play A&M at A&M to win outright.
Gotcha.
But neither worked out, but we're still going to do those games. However, first up, we have the Pac-12. Arizona is a two-point favorite at Andy Enfield's USC Trojans.
Mm.
USC, solidly in the tournament. Good team. Like I said, top 40 KenPom team.
Arizona just lost.
Arizona.
To ASU.
Yeah, well, on a fucking pretty good buzzer beater. Wouldn't you say?
Wasn't bad, right? Wasn't like a three-quarter shot?
It was a long way. Arizona currently slated as maybe, oh my God, are they a three seed? Yeah, they dropped to a three seed in Lenardi's bracketology.
Oh, I thought you thought that was high. It's like, no, Arizona's pretty good.
No. I thought it was low because they were floating between two and one for a minute. But I guess not
but
anymore.
But you think they're soft.
But so they need a couple wins if they want to. Arizona's good enough that they should be disappointed with a three seed.
I think Arizona as a three seed flying under the radar is better than them as a one or two.
It probably is for them. One and two seed Arizona teams.
They never kind of live up to
Remember, but didn't Buffalo beat them in the second round or the first round or something like that? DeAndre Ayton's team?
Maybe.
Ayton's team went out early. I remember that. I don't remember what round it was, but it was was early. But yeah, Arizona.
Well,
minus,
that, you know, that check already cashed.
Yeah.
That 100K.
He was good.
I'm not going to play any more games than I need to.
No.
I'm going to get drafted.
Yeah. Go play with Kevin Durant.
Well, now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, is Durant even healthy right now?
He debuted last night.
Gotcha.
Or maybe the night before, but he just debuted.
They're terrifying.
Oh, yeah. They're going to win. Chris Paul's going to get his ring the old-fashioned way.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think because of the Chris Paul factor. Yeah. I think they got to just release Chris Paul at this point.
He'll still get the ring.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
That would be really funny. Who do you got here? I mean, both have something to play for. Arizona to improve their seed and USC to basically also improve their seed. Where is USC?
At USC.
It's at USC. USC's on the 10 line right now. Honestly, if I was USC, like you want to, and they moved up to the 10, so maybe this win would still keep them at the 10. I swear to God, I'd rather be on the 7-10 line as a 10 than on the 8-9 line as an 8.
Yeah.
Like, fuck the 8-9 line.
Rather be a 10.
I'd much rather be a 10 than an 8 or a 9.
Okay. I think Arizona wins this game, though.
Okay. It's a tough one for me. I mean, USC, let's see what they've done recently.
Underachieved all year, really.
Kind of. They're 21-8. They're on a four-game winning streak, but not really against anyone of note. They did win their last two away games. The last two games were away games. They beat UCLA. They have a win over Auburn. These are like all at home. Like their good wins are all at home. So, yeah, fuck it. I will go. Actually, I want to see what Arizona's done real quick as well. Arizona, obviously, with that brutal loss to Arizona State, they're two and two in their last four games.
I think they need to rebound here.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Zona.
They're talented.
Yeah.
They're
squishy.
They're squishy.
They're soft, but they're good. No question.
Do you think
about
every Pac-12 team is squishy?
Not UCLA.
Good.
No, UCLA. Mixed teams are never squishy.
Never.
No. No, 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 no. That's why Mick's going to dominate that fucking league. Like, well, if it exists. No, he's going to the Big Ten, so.
Right. But you just got to have Tiger Campbell eligible for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, Mick doesn't have squishy teams. The rest of the Pac-12 kind of squishy. Next up, we've got another one where I believe one team is playing to maintain on the one line, and the other team is playing to get in the tournament.
Mm.
They're on the bubble. They're in the last four in, according to Lenardi. We got Purdue -4 at Wisconsin. Wisconsin needs this.
Yeah, but I mean, Purdue's going to give its own. That big motherfucker, Edie's just gonna, he's gonna feast.
He always feasts.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is bad.
They're not good.
Like, it's crazy to me that they're on the last four. And
Greg Gard needs to go.
I know you said don't pay attention to wins in, this might have been off air, he says, but don't pay attention to wins in the Big 12 and Big 10, like, yeah, win number. Wisconsin has 16 wins.
I know. Look at their non-con, though. They're also not great in the non-con.
What do you mean?
I don't think they were great in the non-con.
No, they were fine in the non-con. They only lost two games. Actually, they were good in the non-con.
Who are the two losses to, though?
Kansas, which is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
And but they lost to Wake Forest at home.
That's not a good loss.
No. But listen to their wins in non-con. I mean, you beat Dayton on a neutral floor.
Okay.
You beat USC on a neutral floor. Mm. You beat Marquette at Marquette.
All right. Yeah, maybe I was wrong. Yeah, right. But still, Greg Gard needs to go.
That's a good non-con. And then they
only have 16 wins.
They're 16 and 12.
They're going to go 16 and 13 after this Purdue game.
Okay. And then look, even they started conference play really well, too. They beat Maryland, who's really good this year.
Yeah.
They beat Iowa at Iowa.
I don't think Iowa's good.
Iowa's a tournament team. They're top 40 KenPom, and they beat Iowa on the road.
I don't respect Iowa.
Okay, whatever. So they started out literally a three-game win streak against Marquette, Maryland, and Iowa to end non-con, start con, and then off a cliff. Off a fucking cliff. They're really bad offensively. They're kind of good defensively. I mean, they're top 20.
They're Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But without any talent. So
a talentless Wisconsin team. Yeah. Let's see what happened when they played Purdue. They played Purdue?
This is one of
they haven't. This is their first game against Purdue.
I think Purdue.
I'll take Purdue, yeah.
Mashes them.
I'll take Purdue. Wisconsin needs it. But now, next up is what should have been the game of the week, but Texas lost to TCU. Kansas coming to Austin. Texas is a 2-point favorite.
I'll take the Longhorns here.
Okay. Now,
Kansas. Kansas going to keep their foot on the gas? I don't think so.
I think Kansas is fucking terrifying right now. They are on a goddamn roll.
Right. But then any day of the week, they can just show up and not be interested.
Yeah, I guess. They haven't really done that recently. They haven't lost since February 4th.
They're the best team in the country.
Maybe. Like, really. They had a three-game losing streak and then somehow lost to Iowa State. I mean, man, like, this team is...
They're the best team in the country, but they're not going to win the Natty.
Probably not, yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, I'm taking Kansas here. I think Kansas just rolls. Because, you know, I don't know. It feels like they'll want to put an exclamation point on the Big 12 regular season title.
Yeah.
Just kind of fucking put Texas's face in the dirt. Remind them who's fucking in charge of the Big 12.
Or just in charge of Texas. Football and basketball.
Yeah, very true. Also that. Next up, another one. The other one that could have been fun. Alabama at A&M. Bama is a 3-point favorite on the road at A&M, who is in second place in the SEC. This one's interesting.
Game doesn't matter, though, right?
It matters a little bit for A&M. A&M's like pretty solidly in at this point.
Yeah.
But they're only on the 8-9 line. So if
I would take A&M here, then.
Yeah, I mean, A&M's an 8 seed, according to Lenardi, right now. You want to... I mean, they win this game, they can get up to 7, maybe 6 if they do well in the tournament. So, you think A&M?
I'm going to take Buzz. Buzz and the boys.
I think Bama's got shit to prove. I'm taking Bama. Even though it's a road win, it's a road game, all that shit. I think Bama just, they want to prove something.
Okay.
Arizona, closing out the season at UCLA.
Bruins.
UCLA is a 7-point favorite at home.
Oh. I'll still go with UCLA.
Dude, it's great. 79-72 is the projected KenPom score. That's huge.
Yami Yake is going to feast.
Yeah. I like UCLA, too. I just... I don't... Whatever. I don't care. Fuck Arizona.
Yeah.
I don't... There's no world I see in which Arizona... I don't know. And Arizona doesn't, like, need this game.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they want to get better seeding, but they can just lock
check
that.
Check it out, Rob. Do they?
Do they? Yeah. Maybe they're better off as a 3 or a 4. And if they, I'll tell you what, they're definitely not winning this game or covering if they beat USC.
Which I already picked.
Yeah.
So they're going to beat USC. They're going to lose to UCLA.
They're going to have, they're going to be like, all right, we're good. We're good. Whatever. Let's just, it's fine. This one's interesting. Kentucky played their way into the tournament. They're on the sixth line, according to Lenardi, but that was before they lost at home to Vanderbilt, which is a dog shit loss.
I thought he had a 5 before the loss. So maybe they're 6 now.
Unless he updated it. No, yeah. he was a 6 as of 2:28.
Gotcha.
So he's on the 6th line. Kentucky's on the 6th line. Probably not anymore after that loss.
Maybe
at home.
A 7.
You have to drop a seed, right? You would think.
Mm-hmm.
They're at Arkansas, who is also, I believe, solidly in. Yeah, they're solidly in. They're on the 8-9 line. Both of these teams need to win this game for seeding purposes. You don't want to be on the 8-9 line.
I'm still going to take Kentucky.
You take Kentucky. Yeah. Arkansas is a 5-point favorite.
I'm going to take Kentucky in the points.
Okay. I'm taking Arky.
Okay.
They might not win by 5, but like you say, just bet the home team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking Arky. I think they win this game. They're both good, but yeah, I'm going to...
When I say, just pick who you think is going to win.
Right.
And then usually they cover.
Yeah, fair enough. Next up, a little lower in the Big 12, but interesting game still. Iowa State at Baylor. Baylor is a 6-point favorite at home against Iowa State.
Give me my Cyclones.
Get the clones? Yeah, you're going to lose this bet.
Probably. But.
No. Iowa State is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob Grill just released from the team.
Bounce back game. He was a cancer. Yeah.
I don't know what, dude. Iowa State is a fucking mess right now. I'll tell you what. Let's see where Iowa State is
at. And they thrive in chaos, so.
I guess. Yeah. Iowa State dropped to the 6 line. They might end up dropping to the 7 line. I don't even know. They might end up on the 8-9 line. If they only fall to the 7 line or they somehow are able to cling on to the 6 line, I'm picking that upset in the first round. Whatever it is, I'm picking the higher seed to beat Iowa State. This team is a fucking mess. I want to see real quick what they're still highly ranking KenPom, but I don't care. They're on a 4-game losing streak. They've lost 6 of their last 7, and oh my god, they've only won 2 games since January 28th.
Minor setback.
They've only won 1, 2, 3, 4. They've only won 4 games since January 14th. Oh, good Lord.
Getting it out of the way.
Getting all those losses out of the way.
Yeah.
They did beat UConn in November, though.
That's big.
They actually blew UConn out, so.
November matters now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking Baylor all the way. They're going to roll over the Cyclones. And then last, the big one, whatever, fuck, Duke at North Carolina.
UNC.
Taking UNC. They have to win this.
Mm-hmm.
There's no world.
They get in without it?
Unless they win the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
That's it. So I'm taking Duke. This is a revenge game. North Carolina killed their god.
Yeah.
They killed John Shire's dad.
Also, can we talk about just one last thing?
Yeah.
Last night I was at the gym. Watched a good portion of just a massive Big East blowout between Creighton and Georgetown.
Oh, God. Yeah, I almost put this in the rundown. Patrick Ewing's got to go.
He should have just never showed up to work after last night.
No.
He just needs to go. Like, he should have laid down, I don't know, his whistle.
His
clipboard. And just walked off into the abyss. Like,
oh, you lose.
I think at one point they were down like 50 points.
Yeah. It's what happened to Georgetown. I mean, speaking of a school that should be getting New York dudes and DC dudes, how do you ever get bad?
They have what, 7 wins this year?
Oh man, it's let's take a look. Let's take a look at their KenPom page.
And I mean, shouts to Creighton though. Creighton's legit and starting to hit their stride.
Yeah, Georgetown is 7-24.
Sick.
They have no wins over anyone better than. Their best win is against Butler. They're the 123rd best team in the country.
What a bad look for Thad. How's Mata going to lose to fucking Georgetown this year?
I know. He lost at home to Georgetown. Yeah, Georgetown is fucking awful. Who are these dudes? Like,
what? But how do you fire a legend, right?
You just fucking fire him.
The face of your school.
Let me put this as a cautionary tale for anyone that's like, we need to hire them. He's a true son of our school, like a great alumni. Never hire famous alum as your coach. Ever.
Counterpoint, Penny Hardaway.
What do you mean counterpoint? What's he done at Memphis at all?
Are they going to make the tournament?
Probably. It's close. I think they are. Yeah, they're in.
Yeah, he's not as bad at, like, I mean, Ewan, 7 wins in a year.
Whew. That's... Georgetown should be upset if you only get 7 wins in non-conference.
Georgetown should be, I mean, an institution.
Yeah. They should be cleaning up every major Northeast recruit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is just absolutely torpedoed that program.
Who's the one that says no?
What?
Like, who's the one that fires him?
Who's the... Oh, who cares? Is it Mutombo? It's so bad.
Does Dikembe just come in and just go, no, from no,
Georgetown
no.
too?
He's on their board of trustees.
Oh, then yes, he needs to come in and wag that finger aggressively at Patrick Ewing. Good Lord. It's brutal.
Because he's the only guy, too, that Patrick Ewing could possibly, like, respect to fire him.
Maybe. I mean, Ewing's better than Mutombo.
Yeah, but Mutombo's bigger.
Fair. Maybe Ewing's out of shape. Mutombo's probably still pretty jacked.
I would think so. But also, like, I don't know. Does Allen Iverson have to come in?
Yeah. AI might have to come in and be like, hey, you're bad at this.
This just isn't working out, man.
Would be funny if they fired him and then hired Allen Iverson, which would go even worse.
It would be so much worse. Iverson wouldn't even show up to half the games. Remember when he was in the Big Three and just didn't show up to most games?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so bad. All right. Well, that's all I got. Same. Fire Patrick Ewing.
Poor Georgetown.
Yeah. We'll come back to you after the conference tournaments, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, maybe like a little breakdown. We'll have our own bracket show, I'm sure.
Oh, there'll be a Drinking Bros bracket show, yeah.
Yeah.
Big 2.5 hour bracket show, probably. Yeah.
We got to get like a nice little board.
Yeah, I agree with that. We should.
Kind of like Obama used to do.
Yeah, Obama's board.
Where he just goes nothing but chalk. The chalk, it'd be, oh, man, crazy. All the one seeds are in the Final Four.
I think last time Biden did one, he somehow picked like Delaware to win it all.
Of course he did.
Yeah, something insane.
He's just fucking... He's like, oh, my blue hens.
Yeah. Fucking nuts. All right. That's all I got.
Trump didn't even bother. He's like, no, thank you.
Yes. Pass. Yeah.
That would have been funny, though. That would have been much better.
I would have just liked... Like, Trump's
like, breakdown of every team and
loser
like...
school.
Cal Berkeley, no.
No. No. He would just pick Kentucky because he would probably just look at a picture of Coach Cal and be like, that's my guy.
He's a winner.
Yeah. Him and Jay Wright. Those are the two guys that Donald Trump would be like, I believe in them. Just the most fucking Guido-looking Italian motherfuckers. The most New York-looking dudes.